Pinellas County Commissioner and Tampa Bay Water Board member Neil Brickfield said it seemed like Swift Mud was being overbearing.
I'm voting no on this, not because I'm not concerned about the safety. I don't like it when Swift Mud comes and tells us what we have to do with land the Tampa Bay water loans. And I don't think if we don't like that, we should be turning around telling them what they should do on land that they own and are in charge of. I'm going to oppose this.
Brad Spicone, a citizen from Eagle Island, opposes hunting and read a 2006 statement from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
District lands recommended as unsuitable for hunting. Cypress Creek, number 13, is on here. It says incompatible with passive recreation, capital site improvements, means well-filled infrastructure. It's highly urbanized and designated as wildlife refuge by FWC. I think wildlife refuge would mean probably no hunting.
Because Cypress Creek Wellfield is such an important source of water and provides flood protection, Pasco County Commissioner Ted Trader said he opposes hunting in Cypress Creek.
I enjoy hunting, I enjoy the outdoors, and there are many other properties that the district owns that are much more suited to hunting and hunting recreation, and I think they can take a real keen look at. This is obviously something that has resonated to a level that has now pitted neighbor against neighbor in some cases. So I think it would be in this board's best interest to also take a position to oppose the district's proposal.
Schrader also said that Swift Mud already uses one-third of the land for hunting. Commissioner Sandra Merriman said recreation and hunting was not a good mix.
We have to think about safety all the time. As you know, with the reservoir situation, we've got to always be looking out for our best interest and any liability concerns that come down the road. So I fully support the motion and the second.
Tampa Bay Water sends an attorney to today's Swift Mud board meeting. General Manager Gerald Sieber said the attorney would be representing Tampa Bay Water during the decision about hunting on public lands.
We have a staff person that will attend the meeting tomorrow, Commissioner, and we can provide a letter via electronic communication today as well as in hard copy tomorrow to the board so they're aware, the governing board is aware of this board's disposition on the matter.
Reporting from Clearwater, I'm Atisha Robinson for WMNF News.